right now. I want to talk to Eric Johnson. He lives in Utah, and he works full-time with Mormonism Research Ministry. He is the co-author of Mormonism 101, which, by the way, you can find on the World Wide Web at equip.org. He's been studying Mormonism for over two decades. He's also the author of a brand new article in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. It's titled Converting Them Softly with Their Words, Mormon Evangelism in the 21st Century. Hi, Eric.
How you doing there, Hank?
Doing good. The move to Utah, how did that go?
Well, I taught for 17 years in a Christian school. I was a Bible department head at a local school there in the San Diego County area. And I've been working with Bill since 1989. He moved here in 2004 and kept wanting me to come up. There's so many different opportunities that I wasn't able to do there. So we ended up praying about it. It took us a few years, and then we ended up making the move last summer.
The article itself is dealing in some part with your move to Utah because you experienced firsthand what friendshipping was all about.
Yeah, when I wrote this article, I just moved here in June, and I wrote that article during that time, and I had a next-door neighbor who has been very friendly to us. I've owned this home where I live in for about 5 years now, and he was very nice to us when we first got the home and we rented it out. We knew we wanted to move here. We just didn't know when the timing was right. But the day we moved, I brought a truck here, and he was here the next morning. It was a Saturday when we got here, and it snowed. It was in April, the first truck that I brought, and it had snowed, and he was here the next day, and on a Sunday, which is a very sacred day for Latter-day Saints, and he says, need some help. And so he was one of the hardest-working people that came and helped us unpack, and it was great for him to do that. And, as I've gotten to know him more, and we have gotten to know this family very well, I really don't think they're friendshipping me. You know, that's something that we talked about in the article, and I wasn't sure, and I'm pretty much convinced he's just a nice neighbor. And I think that's something we as Christians need to be nice neighbors to whomever we're living next to, because there's a big witness that you have when you're living that way. But friendshipping is something that certainly goes on throughout the state.
It's a coined word. Unpack it for us.
Well, it's the attitude I write in my article that Mormons are told not to have, or are told to have, in their relationships with less active members or those who have no connection whatsoever with the LDS Church. Doing nice things, having people over, basically wanting to be able to set up a relationship that's so good that when they ask to have missionaries come over, the people might say yes. And so it's very much an evangelism tool. It's used many, many different times through, and people, depending on where you live, and I live in Utah, of course, so obviously 70% of everybody here is Latter-day Saints, but people treat it differently depending on wherever you live. And I've seen it with other people more than I've seen it with myself, but with the next-door neighbor, the Mormons are good people. They're friendly people, and they're very outgoing. So they're very nice to get to know, and they would certainly love to see you become Mormon. So becoming friends and getting you to join would be a wonderful accomplishment.
It seems to me that the operative question would be, are we willing as Christians to do for the truth what cultists are willing to do for a lie? In other words, it seems to me that there is a lot that we can learn in terms of evangelism ourselves. I mean, the first step in any evangelism process is to build a relationship with a non-believer so that we can earn the right to share the gospel, so that we can lead someone in response to the gospel and then take them through the basic steps of discipleship and growth as new believers.
Oh, absolutely. You're exactly right. I mean, for me to go to my neighbors on the first week I'm here and knock on their doors and say, here, I want to convert you, I think would be the wrong tactic. You have to use good tactics. And the Bible shows us that we have to be wise as serpents, innocent as doves. And I'm friends with this neighbor next door, and we've had a few conversations on things, but nothing really too deep. He's very committed, lived all his life as a Latter-day Saint, lived in Utah all his life. But as far as if he ever does come to a place where he's going to share his faith and I'm going to share mine, you would expect that eventually to happen in a friendship, because these are the most important things that make us up, who we are as people. I was outside shoveling my walk back in December, and he came over real excited, and he said, hey, I'd like to invite you to come to my church. We're having a get-together there. And it was the first time he had ever invited me to come to church, and I could see it was really important. It was a Christmas musical, and it was being done in connection with a Christian church, and they've been doing it for about 7 years now. The other church will come to the facility, and then the person, the leader of that church, will give the sermon, so to speak. And then they had about an hour and a half or 2 hours worth of music. And so I went, and it was very good because it allowed me to continue establishing this relationship. I was uncomfortable that a church would actually have a service with a Latter-day Saint church. This was a Protestant denomination, but even at that, I decided I wanted to go as kind of a friendly thing to do.
We're talking to Eric Johnson. He lives in Utah, and he works full-time with a wonderful ministry called Mormonism Research Ministry, and he's been researching Mormonism for over 2 decades, knows what he's talking about. I think one of the issues, Eric, is that we need as Christians to understand essential Christian doctrine so that we can use the deviations as springboards or opportunities for sharing the truth and life and grace that only Jesus Christ brings to the human heart. In the process, however, we find that the Mormons oftentimes use our language, but they pour their own meaning into the words.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you're having a conversation with a Latter-day Saint, and if you said, well, I believe in God, well, they're going to say, well, we believe in God, too. Well, I believe in Jesus. Well, we believe in Jesus, too. You can say, I believe in salvation by grace through faith, and they'll say that. They'll even say they believe in the Trinity. And the problem, as you pointed out there, is knowing and understanding what your faith is all about and what the Bible says and what is truth. And then when you see a counterfeit, you can kind of smoke it out. So I think one of the things we need to do when we have that kind of a situation, if a Mormon or Jehovah's Witness comes to our door and claims that they also are Christian, then I think we need to ask for definitions. For instance, you can ask, what exactly do you mean by the word God? I think asking questions of our friends and people at our door is a very important tactic because it gets them to explain. And when you understand that Mormonism basically teaches, as man is, God once was, and as God is, man may be, well, the idea that God was not always God, that he was once a man, and that people have the ability to someday become gods, which is very much clearly documented, not only through their scriptures, but through the teachings of their leaders, this is much different. And when something is as different as that, and I say Mormonism denies or distorts every fundamental teaching of the historic Christian church, we need to be careful because we don't want to accept heresy into the fold.
I mentioned this in the opening of the broadcast today, but there are a lot of Christians today who are minimizing the distinctions between the Christian faith and the Latter-day Saints. They're saying that the divide really is not all that wide. Talk about the danger in minimizing distinctions between essential Christian doctrine as viewed by an evangelical Christian or as viewed by the Latter-day Saints.
Well, I think there is such a thing as exclusive truth, and when people minimize the differences, and I have this happen all the time. It just happened to me on Sunday. I'm teaching a Sunday school class, an adult Sunday school class at the church we're attending, and I had somebody stay after, a former Mormon, and he had some questions because I was talking about relativism and absolute truth, and he talked about, he was having trouble because from his background, everybody gets to go to some level of heaven, and so he had real problems with this. You know, why can't everybody just kind of get along? Why can't we just let the Mormons be? You know, even though I don't quite agree. And I said, well, if Mormonism is true, then by definition, Christianity is not. And so you could do that with any two-face. You could do it with atheism and Islam or whichever two-face you have. Both can't be right if they have absolute, if they are giving absolute truth claims. And so if atheism is true, then we're wasting our time because there really can't be a God because the law of non-contradiction says something cannot be A and non-A at the same time. So So I think it's very important for us to not minimize differences. If we really believe in the Bible, what it says, truth is narrow. And when Jesus says he is the only way, the truth, and the life, and that nobody comes to the Father except through me. And when the Bible very clearly teaches, like Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, said that there could be a false gospel and it was to be rejected. And 2 Corinthians 11:4, that there can be false Jesuses. Just because someone says they believe in God and Jesus and all the rest, doesn't matter if they don't really truly have a relationship with the God of the universe.
You touch on this in the article, missionary dating as well as mixed faith marriages. Explicate the danger here.
Well, and they don't officially encourage it, but they also do not discourage dating people from outside their faith. One of the things that they're very good at, they're very good with the social network. And, you know, you asked about learning things from other people. We can learn a lot from the Mormons and the way they do family home evenings on Monday nights and the way they take care of their own. But they will have, for their youth, they will have dances and other events that will be at the local ward or stake center. And they will ask their people to invite people, which I think, you know, Christian youth groups would do the same. And when you go to these events, they're very nice, they're very fun, and if you want to continue to go, they're going to ask you to meet with the missionaries. And oftentimes what ends up happening, because there's very cute girls there for the boys and vice versa, as they get to know these people and they start to date, they're okay to date, but then they're going to start pushing to get them to convert. I have, in the last year alone, I have dealt with three different issues specifically that all involve boys who call themselves Christians and who got involved with that kind of a thing, who started dating. And it was really a shame, because what ends up happening is the pressure gets put on, and these poor boys, you know, they like the girl, they want to keep dating the girl, but they're getting pushed to join the church, and if not, then that relationship is not going to go any further. Now, fortunately, two of those were high school students who ended up breaking it off, and they knew that it wasn't the right thing, but it was very painful. The third case, he is now going to BYU and is now a Mormon. It's a shame when we allow ourselves to get compromised, and I think that's a dangerous thing. When you're dating somebody, I realize you're not getting married, but one of the things that I do talk about in the article, we have to take dating as if it is like marriage, because what is dating but the first part of a potential marriage? And you don't want to get involved with somebody who is gonna cause so many problems. It wouldn't be fair for you to ask the other person to convert. Vice versa is not fair for them, but they will ask you to convert, and we've seen that happen so often.
Eric, God bless you in your work with Mormonism Research Ministry. We deeply appreciate your contribution to the Christian Research Journal as well.
Thank you, Hank.
God bless you, my friend. The Christian Research Journal, an award-winning magazine no Christian home should be without. It is available through the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. You can order online at equip.org. When you write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Or as always, when you talk to our resource consultants, 888-7000-CRI.